This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes. Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
You seem to know.
Oh, come on. Come on, shiny liver.
No.
Come
on. There is a craft brewery that has teamed up with scientists and Young Henry's. It's in Newtown in Sydney. Yeah. They're credited as the first brewery in the world to use algae that captures the CO2 produced when you ferment beer.
Mm-hmm.
And one six-pack of beer can take a tree 2 days to absorb the CO2. The algae absorbs it and produces oxygen. One of these, and they've got these big algae tanks that absorb the CO2. One of these tanks can absorb as much CO2 as a hectare of bush.
So what? Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Geez, I tell you what, maybe the government should go in and have a look, and we might reduce the emission target before 2050.
No, now they're basically looking now to see whether these bioreactors can be used to reduce the carbon footprint of cattle. Because, you know, like
they
cows and
just fart like there's no tomorrow.
You go, methane.
Like my grandfather.
It's all me, methane with cows.
And grandmother. Geez, they go head to head. Seriously, you put them in a competition.
Grandpa used to just strip everything off, walk out naked into the middle of the house. And we go, Grandpa. Oh, and he'd walk straight to the swimming pool. Yeah. Right on the way.
Geez, we didn't need to know that. Anyway.
Jump in, do his laps, get out again.
Weird family.
But anyway, he didn't have a bioreactor to convert the
methane. No, of course he didn't.
Anyway, 15% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions come from agriculture.
Is that? Yes, so I know.
If you have got one of these bio thingy bobs.
Yeah, save the environment.
Save the environment.
All right, okay, we'll do
beer
that.
Beer and a steak.
Well.
Green beer, green steak.